This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Another story narrated about him, and this is a very important story to bring up. It is an infamous story, and all of us have heard this story, and that is the story of him having buried his daughter alive in the days of Jahiliyyah. And we've all heard this story, and the story goes as follows, in case you haven't heard it. The story goes as follows, that Umar ibn Khattab would narrate in detail the story that his wife gave birth, and she hid it from him for a while because she knew the temperament of Umar. And then one day it was discovered, and the baby was playing with him and playing with his beard and everything. And he very, very cruelly, the details are there, they threw her in the pit and he buried her and everything. Now this story is mentioned and all of us narrate it, but the fact of the matter is it is not found in any classical book of biographies of history. It is not found in any book written in the original era of Islam or the first 500-600 years. We don't find this story at all. And it does seem to be a complete fabrication, to be honest. And one needs to realize Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu is despised by a group of Muslims, and the non-Sunni Muslims. They do not like him at all. And it is not too far-fetched that these types of stories are put into circulation by people who do not like Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. The fact of the matter is that this story appears to be a complete fabrication for many reasons. Most importantly, number one, it is not mentioned with any isnad, not even a fabricated isnad, in any classical biography or work of early Islamic history. It's not mentioned in al-Tabari, in Ibn Kathir, in al-Zahabi, it's not mentioned in Ustilghami. Basically, all of the biographical dictionaries of the Sahaba that are well known, you can go look them up. They don't have this story. It does not have it. And in fact, this story, it is actually made popular by modern people. So for example, the Arabs here know of this person, Abbas Mahmud al-Aqad, the famous, I didn't mention his nationality, you're the one who wants to bring it in. the famous writer, poet, yani self-professed faylasuf, I mean, he's just a rajul adib, yani a person of adab. He's not an alim. Nobody considers him an alim. And frankly, he has shi'r that is also a bit bizarre and weird. He's just, when did he die? 1960 or something. He died last generation. And he just wrote a number of books. This is perhaps the source where the story becomes popular. Now, who is Al-Aqad to be an authority on Umar ibn Khattab's biography? Obviously, nothing. You go back to the authoritative books, it's not mentioned. So this is the main point. Another point is that the tribe, and the reason I go into detail is because we need to expel this rumor. And all of you should be aware that this is a lie. It is simply not true that Umar al-Khattab did not, astaghfirullah, kill his own daughter. Even though if he did in the days of Jahiliyyah, he is forgiven. You understand? In the days of Jahiliyyah. But still, it is something that is inhumane. And it's something that is difficult to imagine. Even a kafir who doesn't believe in the Day of Judgment doing this, right? It's something only the worst of the worst do. And Umar ibn Khattab is not guilty of it. That's the point. So what is another evidence for this? The fact that his tribe, the Banu Adi, were not known for this practice. Yes, it was found. But it was not the Banu Adi. The Banu Adi were not of those who practice this. And there are plenty of women in this tribe who were well known, including his own sister, Fatima. Fatima and many others of the women of Banu Adi are alive. Yani from that era, nobody's killing them. Okay? And his firstborn, another evidence that this lie has to be a lie. His firstborn child is none other than Hafsa. And Hafsa was born pre-Islam. At least 5 years before Islam. Hafsa is born before Islam. So, why is Hafsa alive? In fact, his kunya is Abu Hafs. So Umar radiallahu anhu's kunya is Abu Hafs. There is no Hafs. He didn't have a Hafs. But because generally the kunya was for the male, and Hafsa was born and she's female, so the name is converted to a male and he becomes Abu Hafs. His kunya is Abu Hafs. So he's proud that he's Abu Hafs. Yet Hafsa is alive and she's a girl, pre-Islam, which shows what? He's not going around killing his own daughters. Okay? This is perhaps the most obvious evidence that the story simply cannot be true. And then there is a final evidence, and it is a hadith narrated in At-Tabarani's Mu'jam al-Kabir. I brought it myself to you so that you can just read it directly. It is hadith on volume 18, page 337, where it is mentioned by An-Nu'man ibn Bashir that I heard Umar ibn al-Khattab asked about the ayah, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. Somebody asked Umar ibn al-Khattab about the ayah, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. You all know the ayah, right? When the one who is the baby girl that is killed is asked. Umar al-Khattab responded, Qais ibn Asim came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I killed 8 of my own daughters in Jahiliyyah. Umar is narrating that Qais ibn Asim said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I killed 8 daughters in Jahiliyyah, what do I do? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, free for every one of those 8, a slave. So he said, I don't have slaves, but I have camels. So the Prophet said, okay, find a badana, which is a type of female camel that is very pricey. Find a badana and free 8 badanas, one for each. Now, this hadith tells us that Umar radiallahu anhu is narrating that another person did this to his own daughters. This indicates he didn't do it, or else he would have himself narrated a story about himself. It also indicates that if he had done anything, he would have had to also give the badana or the kafara, and he didn't do that. So all of these evidences put together clearly indicate that the story of Umar ibn Khattab murdering his own daughter is simply false. It never happened, and it needs to be erased from our literature and our vernacular. Unfortunately, people, they keep on quoting this and it is simply not true. And wallahi, if you think about it, it's just not possible to imagine a person of dignity doing this to his own daughter. It's simply not possible. And so to accuse Umar of doing this, radiallahu anhu, especially the vivid detail, by the way, and this is why a number of our modern scholars have said this is a fabrication from the other group. Because the vivid detail that she was clinging to me and, you know, she's crying as I put her in. I mean, really? You know, I mean, such like a melodramatic, you know, scene out of a vicious, you know. This is not, you see what I'm saying here? It's not something that even makes sense that a man would even tell all of you these details and you know, life goes on. It doesn't work that way. You cannot do this, you know. That's what I'm saying, that he was playing with my beard and cleaning the beard. All of this is mentioned. Yani, غرائب وعجائب. It doesn't make any sense, really, right? It goes against human intellect, reason. It goes against common sense. Wallahi, you don't even need all of these other things. But put together, and I go into detail because unfortunately it is too common to hear this story. And it is simply not true. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu might have done things in his youth of drinking wine and whatnot, which is what everybody did. But he did not murder his own daughter. And that's something that needs to be eliminated from our literature.